Teichas nav in two dots yasam sheshachtu olav apitropsin. A yasam aput roipsin. Two, that's the whole point. Yes. That's the whole point. The point of the Mishnah is that you have a yasam and two apitropsin shecht on his behalf. So what is the halacha? The halacha is he can decide. This is the first, the erish mission of the parak. Wow, we did so much yesterday. I can't believe it. Okay, yeah, an apitropis. What does it say in the Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah, Yasam Sheshach Lavitrasim, Yerchal B'makam Shuroitze. Very simple halacha. You have a Yasam, he has two apitropis, and two people think that they control him. They're in charge of him, they're his boss. And each one, Shech Sakar B'Pesach, and each one counts the child, the Yasam, as part of his group. So they,
it's called in English co-executors.
Co-executors. They come to the child and they tell him, "Sonny boy, come with me." And the other one says, "Come with me." So where does he go? So it says in the Mishnah, he can decide where he wants to go. Wherever he wants to go, that's where he goes. So now what does that mean? That means Breira. That means, but at the moment of Shechita, the moment when the carbon pax is slaughtered, you have to already make a decision
where you're going to go.
So since we're letting the child make this decision, and we're going to, it's going to, he can do whatever he wants, that means retroactively, the place that he decides now is where his kavana was at the moment of Shechita. Now everyone,
and he wasn't there at the moment of Shechita?
Well, of course, no. Each apitropis shechted a carbon on the behalf of the child, of the Yasam. And now, and each one later on in the day,
in the chabur of whatever,
and later they come and they see a part of our group. So what I have a conscience. So who do I go to? Him, I go to him. So he decides. Whoever he decides, retroactively, he was part of that group that he decides. That anyone who knows.
So one thing I don't understand about carbon pacing and Gansi, who's shechted with it? The Kohen or the Baal
HaBayis? The Kohen shechted for on that Aldas, the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis gives it to the Kohen, and the Kohen says, "I am slaughtering the animal."
Yeah, for these 20 people, they had to be there, no?
Whoever it is, you're in charge. Whoever's the boss. You send it. Whoever you want it to be, for whoever gives
excuse
him
me,
the animal.
Excuse me, two things you forgot. Came to the base medrash, the door was closed, and he left it open. And second of all, there's no talking in the base medrash.
So, the koi, first of all, you should know, the koi doesn't have to shecht. Shechita k'sher bizar. Okay, that's one thing. Lav da'afka the koi in shechts. A Yisrael can do the shechita. You need a koi to the Kabbalah, and the halach and the zrika. But it doesn't make a difference. The Kohen who's doing the avodah is having kavana. I'm just here at your service.
So, and who has a das? Who's in this?
Whoever pays for it. Verdos hot the mayor hot the day. The one that's paying for the animal, the one that's presenting the animal to the Kohen. Right? There's someone that's walking in there. Here's the animal shechted. You have the das, whatever your das is, that's what this is being done for, that's what it's going for. So now we have a contradiction, we have two apitropes, and each one has in mind, and zin, right? And zin is the Yiddish word, and learning Yiddish, and zin is, and has in mind for the child, and there are two apitropes, so each, so whichever one the child wants. So some is going to decide later on in the day, later on in the evening, oh, you know, I have two invitations, where to go for my Seder, mamish, my Seder. I can go either to this one, to that one for my Seder. Where am I going to go? I'll decide. Whoever he decides, he can go. How can you go? You have to be part of a group at the time of Shechita. You had to be part of a group at the time of Shechita. He wasn't. No, so I will decide now. Whatever I decide now, we're going to go back in a time machine retroactively. That's the one that I was part of at the moment of Shechita.
So why is that only so by Yosem? Well, it can't be by
it's
anybody.
So by anyone. It's so by anyone, pretty much. The Mishnah's example is by a Yasam. Now, the problem with this is, anyone who learns Daf Gemara knows that when you talk about retroactive activation, this is the sugya of Breira.
Right.
Breira is a machlekes, Tanoim. Who says you say Breira? So the fact that Mishnah was so bold to make the statement that the Yosem, when it comes the night of Seder, after davening is over, and he's being pulled by two different apitropsim, and come with me, and he can decide, and wherever he goes is okay, is telling us directly, Yesh Breira. Wow, that's a mouthful. You want to say Breira? So Shema Mina, Shaman Mina, Yesh Breira. So here you learn a mamle. It's a perish of Mishnah, nothing to be embarrassed about. The Mishnah makes it very clear, yesh berah. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Shaul can decide later on. So the Gemara says, no, Amar b'zer selabayitz mikol mokom, no. So here, this is a shver sugya. This whole Gemara is a shver sugya. It says selabayitz mikol mokom. Now, what exactly does that mean? Look at Rashi. Selabayis ish bal habayis yikochenu luchol bnei beso ve'ein tzoruch data. A whole new yisoid. Now, it's a little bit vague. You really need to come on to some lumdis, some achreinim to fataish what Rashi means, but I haven't prepared the achreinim. Rashi, so we will have to satisfy ourselves with Rashi's words. Karm Pesach is different. You don't need the das of the participants. It's an incredible chiddush. That's how that's
the group. You just have to include them in the group.
In the group. And they do not have to agree. Acquiesce. They don't have to agree. The ikur when it comes to the Karban Pesach is the Baal HaBayis. If the Baal HaBayis would later on decide, the one who's buying the Karban and is giving it to the Kohen, if he would later on decide, here Shachta now, and I'll decide tonight who I want to be part of my chabura. That would be brera. Not necessarily doesn't work. That would be totally in brera. No, not necessarily doesn't work. How do you even doesn't work? If you hold of yesh brera, maybe it would work. You can't right away off the bat say it doesn't work. If you were to say yesh, it maybe work, but that's not the case. That's not the issue. The issue is when it comes to the Karm Pesach, it's a merdik yisoy. You learn a merdik yisoy tonight. Don't say you learn anything tonight. Comes to Karm Pesach, you don't need the agreement of the participants. The only thing that's critical in order that to be part of a group is the one that owns the animal, the one that gives the animal to the kohen for shechita and avoida, zrika, should say, I want to have these people in mind. They're part of my group. If they don't want to be part of my group, so that's their problem. So they're not part of my group. But in order that they should have potential to join my group, it's totally in the das bal habayis. It doesn't make one bit of a difference. Time of shechita. It doesn't make a difference. Those people who are going to be part of the group, they don't have to know about it. They don't have to know about it. Let's say they just never got around to signing up. And someone was so kind to register to them without their knowing, right? Someone like, wow, look at that! Come in, so I have a seat, and you come to shul for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Look at this, the guy he signed me up. I'm on the list. Who went and was so kind? That works. So Shamis from Shemim Miyishera. Oh, there Sel Labais Mikol Mokum. Look at Rashi. Sel Labais. It's the second wide line, second small line on the top. Ish Bal Habayis Yikochenu, the owner of the Bal Habayis shall take the animal l'chol b'nei habeiso v'ein tzorech daiton. You don't need the das, the agreement, the knowledge of the participants. It's okay. Now, Tarabon.
He had it also.
Yeah.
The Chassam, the Sras Emes holds.
You have to shut up also before you bring a Korban Pesach. Before Shechita.
There is no.
How many Zaysim you have in it?
Okay, fine, yeah, of course, exactly. You can't go...
In other words, you can't sign up more people.
You can't sign up more like, Sukkah, this Kol Yisrael Ruim Leishev Sukkah Achas. Right? You don't have that concept by Karim Pesach. There's no such concept. Kol Yisrael Ruim Lechol Mi Pesach Echad. No such concept. Sukkah, Kol Yisrael Ruim. What does that mean exactly? It's not so posh. Well, you have a Sukkah that's big enough for the whole Kol Yisrael to sit in. Kol Yisrael Ruim Leishev Sukkah Achas. It means they have a Shutvah, not all the same time. You have a little sukkah. What's the smallest sukkah you need? 7x7. They don't sell in the store 7x7. Even the pop-up sukkahs are much bigger than 7x7. Right? Even the pop-up sukkahs are much bigger than 7x7. Much bigger. Almost, I don't know, rams, but it's not ganz fine. But you learn in halacha that a sukkah doesn't have to cost a puta. A sukkah can cost even pachos mishav puta, because if a whole klal Yisrael is a shutfis in one sukkah, that means everyone only has mamish a fraction of a puta in the sukkah. If a whole klal Yisrael has this, that's all right.
Love that the sukkah.
There's no din of lochem. Okay, there's no din. Okay. You're right. I know the sukkah. Okay, let's go right. Turn up on the sel abayis nochmo. State in the Torah, sel abayis melamich. Other maybe v'shechet a person can bring him carbon. V'shechet al yidei. Here we go to the sugi al yidei benoy ubitoy haketanim. V'al yidei avdoy v'shevchosay hakenanim. Bein midaitim, bein shamidaitim, if they do not want. Okay, so here we learn selabayis. Se labayis. The baal habayis, he shechs the carbon for the bayis. Se labayis. The people in the bayis, we don't need their das. The one that slaughters the animal, he is the one that decides for whom will participate. Now, therefore, if he has children who don't have das, very important, because a child, see, this is why it's very important, halacha, that you don't need das. Because if you did need to have das in order to participate, it would be a very big problem if a child can ever even become Pesach. Because a
but
child...
They're not
mechuyim
for Pesach.
Yeah. Okay, but then
I'm chinuch.
Chinuch. But the problem is, if you're not part of, if you're not part of the group, You can't eat. Let's take a step back. That's only because we have a gzeres hakas which says celibates, which you don't need the das of the participants. If the halacha would be that you need the participants to give their agreement to participate, then you never would be a problem. A child can never eat from the Karban Pesach because he doesn't have das in order to join, and the father, the owner, can't do it against their will. Along comes the pasuk, and the pasuk says, "No, you don't need the das of the participants. The only one who counts das is the one that actually pays and brings it." So the father, sell a bias. I'm bringing this carbon for my bias. Now here the brayzer tells the Rebbe Chiddush, even if the child says, "Father, I don't want to be part of your group. Don't count me in. It doesn't matter." A child can still eat, even though the child openly says he doesn't want, because since the child has no das, Eved Kanani has no das.
Eved Kanani is a problem.
It says here no. Look what it says. Tanabon selabayis melamed she'adam meivi v'shechet al yidei benoi ubitei haketanim v'al yidei avdoi v'shefchasoi haketanim. I'm reading the Gemara. I'm making this up. Bein midaiton, bein shloi midaiton. Okay, even shloi midaiton. Let's go weiter. Avol ein shechet al yidei benoi ubitei hagedolim. The Jewish slaves, his wife, your adult children. Now we're going to see the Gemara in a few moments, because okay, this goes back to what we just finished saying. What do you mean? But we just said before that you don't have to even know what's going on. So the Gemara is going, as long as you don't protest. But basically here it says, we're going to leave those words, we're not going to translate those words literally now, we're going to wait a few moments, the Gemara is going to elaborate. But basically when it comes to your adult children and your Jewish slaves, a Jewish slave is really a worker. What is a Jewish slave? You're his slave. You have to serve him. He's your hired worker.
And your wife.
If they don't want to be part of your Karban Pesach, they're not part of the Karban Pesach. If they openly make a statement, no way am I eating with my husband at the Seder. I don't get along with my husband, and I'm not eating with him. I don't want to be part of his Karban Pesach. I'm going to my father. I don't like his minhagim. He does strange things by the Seder. I'm going to my father, and I declare that I am not part of his Karban Pesach, even though her husband says, I am including my wife in my Karban Pesach. She is not part of the Karban Pesach. And the same is true for your adult children. What?
Those are grounds for
That's a matter.
Divorce. No divorce. You have to first go for counseling. No divorce.
Yeah, right, so fine. So it's starting out.
Well, yeah, at that point, it's beyond.
Okay.
I'm just joking. We're all joking. But what about slaves, male slaves who are adults? And what about adult children? If they make male and female Jewish slaves, and adult children, if they make a declaration, I will no way participate in your Karban Pesach, they're not. They're out. They're not part. You can't force your adult children to be part of your...
You can't force them, but if you include them in the...
And they're quiet?
If you include them in the chabur, they can still change their mind.
As long as they don't protest in the beginning. The Gemara is going to say, let's go vayit. Let's go. I don't want to. Let's accomplish something tonight. So okay, Ella midayit. Next, Tanidah. There's another brayso. Lo yishchad adam lo al yidei bino yubitei hagidoyim v'lo yidei avdei v'shiv chay soyivrim v'lo yavial yidei ishtei Ella midayitan. Now notice the expression over here is Ella midayitan, which simply means it's not just on parv. If you don't, they have to give their okay
from
their consent, which is mashma. That if you don't inform them, if you don't call them up in the morning and say, "Sonny boy, I'm including you. Is that okay with you?" If he doesn't explicitly give his approval, he's not included. That's not what we just said a few lines above. A few lines above, we learned that stamazoi. Stam. I have in mind my son, my slaves, my wife, I have them in mind. As long as they don't come forward and protest, everything is Shalom al Yisrael. In this price, it doesn't say that. In this price, that's not good enough. If the father says, I have in mind my son, my daughter, my slaves, male, female, my wife. In this price, it's not good enough. The Kohen says, yeah. I want, do they sign
Shalom?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. I want a signature. If there's no signature, they're not included. That's why I have a stira. Okay, so put that aside. Right. Avol, who, but this part of the bride is Zobazach. When it comes to your little children, the kindlach, then you can do it because they have no das anyway. They're totally in your das. Avol, next, Vaita, Vukulam, Shachtu, Vishachar, Nur, Halacha, Vukulam. Now this is Stira. Now Vukulam, all of them, all of who? This is a very vague statement. All of them, referring to the slaves. We'll see what that means in a few moments. Sheshochatu. The kulon sheshochatu. If they shecht. The shochat rabon alehen. If they shecht. And the slave shecht. Let me just see how he translates it over here. The kulon. Called everyone in the brayso. Everyone in the brayso. We'll see v'shachtu. Everyone, which means slaves, children. We have yet to define who these are. And slaves, children, and a wife. Sheshachatu. Guess what? They brought their own carbon pesach. That's the ultimate insult. Until now, no, I include, not include. Maybe I'll go somewhere else. They went and they are standing in line and they have with them their own carbon pesach. And also on the other line, you know, there are a lot of lines to bring for the whole Klal Yisrael. And also we have v'shochat rabban alehen. So what is the law? Yoytzin b'shel rabban v'ein yoytzin b'shel atzman chutz min ha'isha, except for a wife, shechoyle limchoy, she can protest. What's going on here? Now the Gemara's v'kulon and shochat, the Gemara assuming this refers to adult children. The Gemara makes an assumption. Adult children and Jewish slaves. If they go and they bring their own Karban Pesach, it's null and void. They're included in the Karban Pesach of their master and of their father. The only one who can break away from another person is a wife. A wife has the ability, if she will bring her own Karban Pesach, she's not part of her husband's Karban Pesach. So the Moise Yavis Kasha, why is a wife different than adult children? Why is a wife different than male and female slaves? So Jewish, Maishna, Isha, Amarava, Isha, V'chol, Dami, Lein, Chanami. It means an Isha, when it says it's a code, it means an Isha, and adult children, and Jewish slaves. Say, Nechanami, if you have an Isha, or you have adult children, or you have Avodim Ivrim, and they shech their own Karban Pesach, basically, there's no greater macha, there's no greater protest, no greater statement, no greater insult to a parent, to a husband, to a master, than bringing your own Karban Pesach. That means, I don't want to be part of your group. Now they've learned the whole new soil, let's go through all of the examples. Hagav Kasha, Amarta. First you begin with saying chutz min ha'isha. A woman she'echol limchos, a woman can protest. Taima, the reason, the only reason why in the previous price, she can protest. Time of the machi, holo machi. But let's say she doesn't protest. Let's say she's silent. Husband says, I want to bring this Pesach myself and my wife, and the wife is silent. Nafkan b'shal b'ayla. It's mashmah that it's good. She's included. Av yakatani reish, what it says in the reish, v'lo al yidei ishlei ella midaiton. It says in the reish, the only time a woman is included in the Karban Pesach of her husband is only if she signature, she presents signature. So the Gemara says, "My ela midaiton lav damri in." Doesn't the word midaiton mean that, like the kohen says, "No, show me the signature"? She agrees. The Gemara says, "Lav damri in." It was my ela midaiton. The Gemara answers, "My ela midaiton lav damri in ela bestama lafugi hechad yamar loy." Oh, so the Gemara now is being very creative. When it says the previous brisa, Ella midaiton, midaiton does not mean show me the signature. Midaiton means
most likely.
As long as we don't know otherwise. If the husband says this is my wife, okay, the wife never came forward and made a macha. That's what it means midaiton. We assume that the wife is willing to mask him as long as we do not. That's not the literal translation. Because midaiton literally means we know for a fact that she agrees. The Gemara is being creative. The Gemara is saying that's not what it means. We have to translate the words a little bit loosely. It means as long as we know that she did not protest. It doesn't mean that she said yes. It means midaiton means stam. Liafuke is just coming to exclude hecha de omar loy, where she or the slaves or the children explicitly say no. Oh, but it says, well, kulam sheshachatu, but how can you say that's a shot? But it says in the Braisa, kulam sheshachatu, v'shachat rab ma'aleim yoytzim v'shel rabban, dibimistoma, that's stoma. In that example...
Maybe that's talking about minors.
No, that's talking about everyone. That's talking about adults. That's talking about adults. That's the Gemara's maskana. V'kulam the domila, domila isha, v'kulam, all of the adults... Adult children or avodim ivrim, if they shech their own karban pesach and their master shechs, so it says their yoytze b'shel rabban, b'shel rabban the mistama, v'katani chutz mino isha, v'katani mukhum chutz mino isha, b'nei shiachol limchais. So now in that example, that's called stama, because in that example the woman never came forward and said to the kohen, I don't want to be part of my husband's Karban Pesach. She didn't make a statement. That's called stoma. And yet it says that she's not part of her husband's Karban.
So the Gemara, well, she protests.
She didn't protest. That's the Gemara's kasha.
So she's with her husband then?
Right. No. That's exactly the kasha. The bride says, chutz mishel isha, v'chol d'damila, which means all adults, which means adult slaves, and it means adult children, that if... Now, here's the Gemara's kasha. The answer is very obvious, but you have to get the kasha. The kasha is, we just finished saying that if a person shechs a Karban Pesach for a group, and the group are silent, which is called stoma, they're silent, they are automatically included
in that group.
Here's the case. The person brings a Karban Pesach for his wife, or for his adult slaves, or for his adult children. And the children never came forward to protest. They never came forward. But they brought their own Karban Pesach. The wife brought their own Karban Pesach, and the adult children brought their own Karban Pesach. So the Gemara at this point holds.
So
let me ask you a question. Is that equivalent to making a macha?
Yeah.
That's more his answer.
Yeah,
but the Gemara in the Havamina holds. The Gemara in the Havamina holds that just because you, the wife, or the adult children, the Avodim Ivrim, bring their own Karban Pesach, that is not an open statement of, I don't want to be part of your group.
That's in the Reisha.
In the Havamina.
In the Havamina.
So if we have a Stira, we just finished learning that if you bring a Korban Pesach and the recipient is Begeder Stoma, they're silent, they're automatically included. But we have this part of the Brice that says where the person brings the Korban Pesach and the recipients are Stoma, they're silent. The only thing is they happen to also bring their own Korban Pesach. But just because you brought your own Korban Pesach doesn't take away from the fact that when it came to the Balabayas, you're Stoma, you're quiet. And what does it say in the Braisa?
As long as you didn't protest.
You're not. So what should the halacha be? The halacha should that you should be part of the Balabayas.
Right.
Not your own.
Balabayas.
But what does it say in the Braisa? It says in the Braisa that you're not part of the Balabayas.
Right.
You're your own man. Stira. We just concluded that if you're Stoma, you
right.
still have Shaychis to the Balabayas. And here in this Braisa, it says that when you bring your own Korban Pesach.
That's because you brought your own Korban Pesach. That's the
biggest macha. Ein l'cha, there's no greater protest than bringing your own Korban Pesach.
Right.
That's the Gemara's maskana. But in the Gemara, there are different ways you can protest. In the Havmina, the only way to protest is to be direct. How do you protest directly? You go to the Kohen and you tell the Kohen, this Balabas, he's bringing.
I don't want to.
That's the ultimate. That's a protest. That is protest number one. Protest number two. Quiet. Shtoik. Don't say anything. Just go about your business and bring your own Korban Pesach. Your actions
are stronger than words.
That's the Gemara's maskana.
Yeah.
But in the Gemara's Havamina, it's a very fascinating Gemara. In the Gemara Havamina, no. Your actions are not stronger than words. Did you make a macha or not? I didn't make a macha.
So according to the Havamina of the Gemara,
Wait.
This carbon is a apostle of carbon.
Yeah, one of them. The one that you bring in.
Not
yes.
Apostle, as long as somebody's able to eat.
No one is. If you're part of a different chabura, right?
Well, if there are more people.
Right. Okay. There are more people. Right. If there are more people, let's say there's no one else.
No, if the guy brings his own, it means
right.
there are other people that come.
Right, let's say there's no one else. Then you got a problem. So this is the Gemara, the two stadim in the Gemara. You know,
that's
like, That is the two stadim in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to say that if you don't openly make a macha to reject the people who bring on your behalf, it's still called stama. If it's still called stama, what did the Gemara teach us before? That you're part of the original group. But what does the Braisa here say? You're not part of the original group. You're on your own. You're out. What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is your sudden life. It's a Merdek and Musa Haskell life. Is actions speak louder than words. If you have the chutzpah to go bring your own Korban Pesach, Ein l'cha macha gedoyla mizu. That's the biggest macha. The biggest insult is not to say words.
Oh, an insult. Whatever you want to call it, but we understand.
I don't have anything to do with you. I do other things. I'm not associated with you. My actions speak louder than words. Powerful stuff. I'm telling you, look deep into this Gemara. So the Gemara is, so almost see the word of the Gemara. Let me die. El Hostamal, my let me die. The Gemara again. Let's do the answer. It's one, three lines before, after it gets white. The Gemara gives an answer. I'm just going back a few lines. The Gemara gives an answer. My El Amidai done. Lav diamri in El Abistamal. Lafuki hecha diamar lo. To exclude what you say, I don't want to be part of your group. Oh, how can you give me that answer? What it says in the Beraisa, Velkulum Sheshachatu. Veshachat Rabam. In that case, it says Yoytze Mishal Rabban Dibestama Vikatari Chutz Min Ha'isha, which we learned before means each of the called the dummy law, all the adults, they're out. So you see over here that when over there, even though it's stama, but when you do your own thing, you're out. So you see, stama means nothing. Since the wife and the adult children and the adult slaves is shechter on Pesach, ein lecha michui gadol mizeh. This is the ultimate macha. There's no greater machodness. Right in the Gemara, Eved. Now we go to Nusugi. Eved Shal Shnei Shutav. You have an Eved that belongs to two partners. And this is a big. This is snooze to another Sugi. You have a slave that belongs to two partners. So what does he do? What? Yeah. One day he works for Reuven. Monday he works for Shimon. Tuesday he works for Reuven. Wednesday works for Shimon. Thursday, Reuven. What about Shabbos? Shabbos, not necessarily. He works for both. For first suits, they share. Okay, he share, but he's a total slave. So where does he eat from? Oh, so we have a stira. So what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah states in the Mishnah we have an Eved. Shal Shnei Shutafim. What?
They shoot from in an Eved, but they can't be shoot from in the Korban Pesach.
Now let's see. What's in the Mishnah? The Mishnah Eved Shal Shnei Shutafim Lo Yochal Mishal Shneim. He can't eat.
Lo Yochal.
He can't eat. Both of them shach the Korban Pesach on behalf of the Eved. He can't eat from either one of them. Why not? So the most Rumele Rav Eina Saba. Ain't a Saba, ain't the elder. Rav Nachman. It's now in the Mishnah. Eved shal shnei shutafim lo yochal mishal shneim. Okay, that's in the Mishnah. Okay, first Mishnah. Can't go argue with that. The Atanya stayed in the Braisa. Rotsa. You have a choice. You want to go to Reuven? Go to Reuven. Rotsa. Mizaichel. Rotsa mizaichel. So what's going on? Amalis was said to him, Eina Sava. Amalis Eina Sava. So he said to him, "Now, what does he mean? What does he mean when he said to him, Eina Sava? What was he trying to say to him with those words? What is he being a Zion? Amalei Eina Sava. That was his name. Amalei Eina Sava. The Amalei, some say Pasya Uchma. He called him a black pot. Why do you call him a black pot? Because he learned so much Torah, he didn't eat well. Malnutrition. He turned black." Like the bottom of the pot.
Who's Eina Sava?
Yeah, Ramule Eina Sava. Eina, that's what was, his name was. Eina means an eye, an old eye. I don't know the significance why it was called an old eye.
Eina the elder
says here. Eina the elder. Eina, right. Eina the elder. Okay, so that was his name. So Eina Sava. Some say he called my nickname Pasi Uchma, a black pot. A black pot because he was a masmid, and he learned so much Torah he didn't eat, and because he didn't eat, he turned black. He took like the bottom of the pot. That's what it says, whatever that means. Together, between me and you, we'll figure out an answer to this contradiction between what says the Mishnah and what it says in the Braisa. What does it say in the Braisa?
Here it says that he was so engrossed in Torah that he didn't wash his clothing and turned black.
Turned black.
Huh?
Okay, the clothing turned black.
Yeah.
Someone that his face, his complexion turned black. Malnutrition. Okay, fine, whatever it is. Okay. Very similar answer. The Mishnah is going where the two masters are makbid. They don't want either, they're makbid on each other, they don't want to have hand off from each other. Like they make a neder from each other. Memela, if the slave is owned by two masters, when the slave eats, automatically the other master, the part of the slave that's owned by the other master is having hana. Reuven and Shimon own a slave. Reuven and Shimon own a slave. So half of the slave is owned by Reuven, half of the slave is owned by Shimon.
Right.
So Reuven and Shimon hate each other.
They hate each other.
And therefore they don't want to derive benefit from each other.
Yeah.
So when the slave eats from the Korban Pesach of Reuven, the part of the slave that belongs to the slave is Shimon is having Hana. So Reuven is giving Hana to Shimon. And if the slave would eat from Shimon, so the part of the slave that's owned by Reuven is having Hana from Reuven. So there's no way the slave can eat, because when the slave eats from one of them, automatically the part that's owned by the other part is having pleasure.
So,
and they make a neder from each other. Each one makes a neder. You know what happens? They don't have enough from each other. And therefore there's no solution. Look at Rashi. B'dekav di adadi shnei abolim v'ein roitzim lechono zem yizeh. They do not want to derive pleasure one from the other.
Right.
Therefore,
afil
mitzratzu echad shiyoch alev mishaloi. Even if one of them allows, one master will allow the slave to join him for the meal, ein chaver roitzeh does not want sheyehoneh. Chelkoi, my portion of the slave should derive pleasure from Reuven. Shimon owns half the slave. I don't want my half of the slave to derive benefit from Reuven's Korban Pesach. Michelle Chaver.
Reuven's carbon pesach from Reuven, from anything that Reuven does.
Exactly, anything Reuven does. Exactly.
So, on Wednesday night when he eats supper from Reuven?
Oh, so it's a very good kasha. So I guess I don't know the answer. I guess that they work out. That is something which they share the meal, the food. Maybe when they feed him food,
because you have to feed him food. I mean, you're not allowed.
So I guess they join each one pays. They give him food. Each one they pay half the bill. So no one's being netted from the other. Yes, you're a good cash. I don't know the answer. Let's go Skovite. Yes, you're a good cash. How do they work out? What is the word about Karpesa? How does the guy live all together?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure someone is. It's a very obvious cash. Someone must say the cash. I don't know the answer. But let's just focus for the moment now. We have in front of us the Karpesa. The Karpesa, if he's going to eat it, the Karpesa that belongs to one, automatically he's having Hana. The other half is having Hana. Vite in the Gemara. So Masnisa, the Braisa, that says they can eat one of the others, going b'dulei kati adadi. Okay, why in the Gemara? Mishachetzia ben chayyim lo yechal b'shol rabbi. We learned in the Mishnah. What a new case! Okay, this is a famous sugya. The Shas appears at least 10 times, maybe even more. A slave that's chatzi evit chatzi ben chayyim. How did that happen? How did it exist? You have a slave that was owned by Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven was mafkir. He was meshacher his portion. So what is left? The slave now is half free and half owned by Shimon. So by whom does he eat the Korban Pesach? Remeirfeld, you with me?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so I have a slave here. So it says the Mishnah, he cannot eat Mishal Rabbi. Why not? Because when he eats Mishal Rabbi, the bestam loyadas Rabbi limonis chelik acherus al pischay. Because when the master
only had a mind for half.
When the master says you're going to join me, he's only generous for half of the slave. Shimon owns half of Reuven,
right,
half of the slave.
Since he has no say,
so I want my half slave to be part of my seder.
Right.
But I'm only willing to give him a half a meal. I'm only willing the half that's my property to join me. The part that's not my property, let him fend for himself.
So notice he gets 2 kazesim.
Then he gets 2 kazesim. When he gets 2 kazesim.
Because Shimon has to give him a gazayas for his half, and Reuven has
no,
to give him
gazayas
for
his. No, this is chatzi ev, chatzi ben chayrin. There is no second master. There's only one master. The other master was meshacher him. We're dealing with a new case. We're dealing with a slave that's chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin.
Oh.
Okay, one of the masters freed his portion. So what's left? What's left is a human being.
So he has to bring a half a carbon.
Problem is, when you eat the kazayis, half of you, or the entire you, is having pleasure.
Yeah.
Your entire body is deriving pleasure when you bite into the carbon pesach. But the master only owns half of you.
Yeah.
And he only had kavana that his half should be part of the, should be included in the group. So the part that's not my part can derive pleasure. So this slave is stuck.
That goes into the shavuot that we had before. I have half a zayis from this pesach and half a zayis from another pesach.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that because when you take a bite, automatically the entire
whole goof has pleasure.
Your whole goof is having pleasure. And my whole goof.
We had a case before in the Gemara.
Yeah.
In the earlier that. Somebody has half a kazayis from one carbon pesach, half a kazayis from the others. The yoytz mitzvah carbon pesach.
So what did it say? I remember. What did the word say? The Mishnah was the Mishnah. Okay, let's put this out. Let's go by it. Let's see what the Gemara says. We have here Mishachetz Evchetz Ben Chorin Lo Yochel Mishal Rabbi. The Gemara makes a dig now. Mishal Rabbi Gudu Lo Yochel, because the master only had kavana for his portion of the slave, which is 50%. If the Evid's going to take a bite into that kazayis, his whole goof is going to derive pleasure, but 50% of his goof was not counted in that Pesach.
Right.
Only 50% of his being was part of a group. So it's ridiculous. So he can't eat. So Bar Mitzvah Mishal Rabu Loyachal Yoachal Mishal Atzma Yoachal. But he can eat from himself. But let's say he brings his own carbon pesach. Let's say he wants to bring his own private carbon pesach. That would work, because then that when
we part would bring the current part of the Mitzvah bring.
Let's say the slave, the 50% that's free.
Yeah,
he goes and he buys his own Karm Pesach. So since he's buying, he wants his entire body. When he brings the 50% that's free, offers the Karm Pesach, that 50% that's free is willing that the other 50% that's part owned by the master should also be half hana. The master is stingy, but the free man is not stingy. The master only owns 50%, says, listen, I have an obligation. He's my slave. I have no choice. I have to go and include. I have to include my slave in the Karm Pesach. But I'm only going to include the part that belongs to me. I'm not going to include the part that doesn't belong to me. So that now the slave is stuck in the middle because he can't bite into the Pesach. Because when he has bite into the Pesach, then half the part that's not owned by the master is having Hana. Okay, so he can't eat from the master. But let's say the slave himself saves up some money and he buys the Karm Pesach. So then he can eat. Because when he is makdish Karm Pesach, he's not stingy. I want the 50% that's free plus the 50% that's a slave to participate in the Karm Pesach. So when he bites into the Karm Pesach, the 50% that's free... What?
It's not a bialim over the
50. You don't have to be a bialim to be nenef. You just have to be generous. He can be a guest by someone else who wants to, a slave can be a guest by another master, and another person wants to invite him. So what's the problem? The only problem is when the master himself has an obligation to include his slaves, he's a cheapo of the master. The master says, I have an obligation. He's an Eved Kenani. I have no choice. Okay, so I have no choice. So I'm not inviting guests. I won't invite a guest. I'm not inviting my slave. I only own 50%. So that 50% will be part of my Karm Pesach. So the slave now is in a no-win situation. He can't take a bite from the Karm Pesach because his whole bite will be nene, and half the bite to be nene was not included in that group. But when he himself is buying his own Karm Pesach for the 50% that is free, he's very generous with his own body. I'm inviting the 50% that's free, and I'm also going to invite the 50% that's left that also can be included in the Karm Pesach. That's what the Gemara says. That's not a problem. You're going to be generous. So the Gemara says, "Oh, you have a brisa that says lo yoichal lo mishal lo mishal rabbi." A brisa fakir says he can't. Doesn't work. The Gemara, what's going on? I really told you a lot of this, which is not true. Okay, I made this up. It's not true. The Gemara asks the kasha, stira, and the Gemara gives an answer. And the answer is as follows: Kan kibishna rishena, kan kibishna achreina. What does that mean? There are two mishnayos. Here we go. It's a whole new lamas. A whole new lamas of why it works, why it does not work. Tanya, mi shechatzev chatzev nachon is a famous Gemara. It's so famous. Person's 50-50. Oy veles rabo yemechad viasatzma yemiyamechad. Dibe beisilo. A person that's 50-50, 50 free, 50 slave. What do you do? So one day you work for the master. Sunday you work for the master. Monday, day off. Tuesday, master. Wednesday, day off. Thursday, master. Friday, day off. Shabbos, I don't know. You work it out. 50-50. Half the day you work for yourself, half the day you work for you, you're free. That's how this slave will live for the rest of his life. Every other day he's off. Other day he works for the master. For the rest of his life, le'olam vo'ed le'netzach mitzachem. Along comes base divrei. Who says divrei beisilo? Okay, divrei beisilo. I'm sorry, beisilo says this.
Beshamay
says he has to get married. Gotta get married, right? Tachlos. Gotta get married. So the part that's a slave, that I don't care about. But the part that's a free, the 50% that's a free man, he has to get married. So what is he gonna do? Get married every day and get divorced? Or get married every Sunday? And get divorced. And keep on getting married and keep on going over and over. This can't go on like this. You can't go marry a shifcha. a shivcha kanan as well, because 50% of the person is a ben chayrin. A ben chayrin can't marry a shivcha. You're not allowed. It's a kadesha, a shivcha. You can't marry a shivcha. Lisa shivcha in yichal l'shukvah chetzi ben chayrin. Lisa ben chayrin in yichal shukvah chetzi ben esim. Yibotel. So don't get married. Can't be. You can't be yibotel. Fa'aloi loi nivroi lomelo l'priyo revia. To be fruitful and multiply. Shenemar. The world was not created for tohu, for nothingness. L'shevus yitzah was created for inhabitants. Elam neitikon ha'olam. So what do we do? So here's a new Gemara, famed. Tikon ha'olam. You know, the conservative, they're into this thing, this baloney, this thing where they are. It's typical tikon ha'olam. They've hijacked the kedusha, tahara of the Gemara. For whatever, but there's something called Tikkun Olam. What's mean Tikkun Olam? It's a concept. It's really good. Tikkun Olam, Koyfen es Rabba. We force the master. The Oisa Ben Chayin. We make him the Ben Chayin. We call Shtar Al Chetzi Adama. We make him, and he writes a Shtar. He owes him the money. Okay, a slave is worth, let's say, how much is a person worth today? United States of America has a value. Every living person is worth $7 million.
No.
$7 million.
17.
Seven.
Yeah.
Then I think went down to 6. And within 1 year, ran down $1 million. They put a price. How much productivity is a person worth in this world? Can you imagine? Because they have to, for the economy, statistics. So they value a human being in America. I don't know about people in other countries. Every citizen born in the United States, baby, has a value of $7 million. I guess you can use that. You can use that as a. It must be based on something. So what do you do? So the master frees the slave, and he has to write a shtar. I owe you, my master, $3.5 million over my lifetime. I'll pay it out.
Don't choke over.
So the master frees him, and the slave writes a shtar on half his value.
No, they have a way to shatzel, but never.
Market.
It's not by what America goes by.
Yeah. You go to the market and you go to a slave. How much is a slave worth? Everything's a little different. Male, female, strong, weak, young, old. Skills. Does he have skills? Does he know how to play music? Does he know how to write? Whatever. Skills. Fine. So the case of loy shtar al chetzi damav. Now, so what do we have? Machlekes beshamai beisil. Beisil says, let him be the way he is for the rest of his life. Beishamai says, no, we're going to force the master to leave, and that's going to be the answer. And what happened? The Chazhu Beisil Lohoros Beishamai Beisil eventually came around to agree to this concept called Tikkun Olam. He was Chazer to the Yisrael of Tikkun. So what do we take out of this Gemara? Mishnah Rishayna Mishnah Achrayna. The Mishnah Achrayna was when Beisil had Charata. And they came around. But originally Beisil says, no, it's going to be like this for the rest of his life. One day slave, one day free, one day slave, one day free. In the Mishnah Rishon, before Beis Hillel Charata, if you have a slave, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, there is no solution. There is no way in the world he can eat from the Korban Pesach. He can't eat from the master, because the master only gives for him the half that he owns, and he can't eat for himself, because he has no right, he has no shlita on the part of the master. So when he brings his own Korban Pesach, he only can bring the Korban Pesach for his 50%. He doesn't have the koyach to bring the Korban Pesach for the part that belongs to the master. It's not his jurisdiction. So Mel, if he's going to take a bite in the Korban Pesach, part of him is not part of the Chabura, both ways, not his Korban Pesach. That's according to the Mishnah Rishayna, where he's going to blibe Le'olam Voed, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. There's no solution. No solution, there's no way he can eat Korban Pesach. But the Mishnah Acharayna is where Beis Hillel came around to see the world like Beis Shammai. And what's going to happen? We're going to force the master to redeem him. So here's the chiddush. We view it now ki'ilu, the master already freed him. The male is already called a free man. If he's a free man, when he goes and he brings his own private Korban Pesach, it's al ha'osid. It's because since it's biyadoi, it's in his power to go force the master, to force him to free him today, hayoyim, before comes his manachila. it's Gilu, he's already a free man, and the entire body, the entire person is encountered for the Korban Pesach. Look at Rashi. Rashi, look at how Rashi teaches.
Which Rashi?
Rashi says, Tikadim, look at on the previous Amud. On the previous Amud, Kemishna Acharoina. Look at those words there on Amud Aleph, the last Rashi on the page. Kemishna Acharoina, Hoyel, Uviyodenu. It's within our power, Lishachroi, to free him. He can go to his master and say, there's something called Tikkun Olam. You must give me a Shtar Shichur, and I'll write you an IOU for half of my value. But you must make me a free man today. It's biyodenu, it's within our power. L'shachri, harehu keben choyrin. It's as if he's already called now a ben choyrin. V'oichel mishalatzmai. But the other brayis that says, no, you don't eat mishalatzmai, that's kemishna rishayna. Before Beis Hill had charata. And in mishna rishayna, he remains, he blibes, v'oilom v'oed, chatzi ever chatzi ben choyrin. V'meila, he's stuck in the middle. He can't bring his own carbon Pesach because the part that's Chatzi Eved is not Nimneh on that carbon. He can't bring E from the master because the part that's been Chorin is not Nimneh.
But nowhere do we see that he's Potter from carbon. He has to bring some. It doesn't say he's Potter.
He can't bring it. It's the Yavshah.